Paul Davidson, a servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare unto you some things about prayer. For 42 years, I've been praying for the United States and 38 for the nation of Israel. My life has been laid down for U.S. and Israel, and the laying down really constituted a lot of prayer, a lot of hours every day, and even at night. And during those 42 years, God has taught me some things about prayer. He states that my house should be called a house of prayer, but you've made it a den of thieves. But that's not so with this servant. I have prayed and I've watched a lot of things come to pass by the Spirit of God, by the will of God, through me because of my prayers and some others. But I want to share some things with you about prayer. I prayed many types of prayers over the years. The last 2 to 3 years, my prayer life has changed considerably. And I've come to a deeper place of prayer with the Lord. Before we talk about prayer, I want to read to you Zechariah 4, some verses from Zechariah 4. And he answered, and spake unto me, this is an angel, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might or by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it being the mountain. Now keep that in mind. Who art thou, O great mountain? Because we're going to show you what this great mountain is. Out of Scripture, not my opinion. Verse 8. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts, that Lord of hosts is the captain of the warfare, has sent me unto you. You can look it up. It's all through Scripture. Unto you. For who hath despise the day of small things. Now, look at this. This is opposite what you hear spoken in the church. Who hath despised the day of small things? If you have despised the things, the days of small things, it says, for they shall rejoice. You have to despise the days of small things. They shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord, the seven spirits of the Lord, Isaiah 11, which run to and fro throughout the whole earth. I understand what I'm saying to you. Most of you will scoff at. But I pray that you will be humble and God will show you that you've got to despise that day of small things. And then you shall rejoice and see the plummet. It's a plumb line. In the hand is Zerubbabel with those seven eyes, or the seven spirits of the Lord, which run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Then answered I, and said unto him, What are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick? Candlestick being the church, and the seven spirits, the seven eyes, are the seven spirits of God in the church, and upon the left side thereof. And I answered again and said unto him, What be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? That golden oil is the anointing, thank God, upon themselves. And he answered me and said, Knowest thou not what these be? I said, No, my Lord. Then said he, These are the two anointed ones. You can read about that, I believe it's in the book of Revelation. Anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. Stand by Jesus. Very interesting about them, but we're talking about prayer. Now, if you look with me in Jeremiah 51, I'm going to show you what this mountain, this great mountain, is. Behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain. That mountain is witchcraft. It's throughout the world. And you see it today, destroying people by the millions, destroying lands, destroying everything that's in its path, or it has people in captivity. Destroying mountain, said the Lord, which destroys all the earth. That's what its purpose is, to destroy the whole earth. And I will stretch out my hand upon thee and blow thee down from the rocks, and will make thee a burnt mountain. Isn't that nice? That's what the Lord of hosts is going to do to this witchcraft that's destroying the world today in front of your eyes. Verse 33. For thus saith the Lord of hosts. Just a minute. Well, verse 33. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, captain, Lord of hosts, God, Lord of the warfare, Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the daughter of Babylon, is like a threshing floor. It is time to thresh her yet a little while, and the time of her harvest shall come. Jeremiah 5 talks about the weeks of the harvest. It's going to come when the headstone, Jesus, comes. And the power of God, the gospel, is present, speaking grace, grace, grace to this mountain, this destroying mountain. Now, for about two and a half years, I've been praying this way. So, if God leads you, you pray this way. But you're going to hear this frequently prayed by me and others that are with me. So I want to pray now to this mountain. Grace, grace, grace to this destroying mountain, this witchcraft mountain. Grace, grace, grace to this mountain. This mountain, this mountain becomes a threshing floor, or the threshing floor. God is going to thresh this mountain. The daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor. Time to thresh her yet a little while, and the time of her harvest shall come. Time of her harvest. The body of Christ, born again, coming out of Babylon, having their witchcrafts cast out, their devils cast out, cast out. God's people healed. Their healing power will heal those that you never thought could be healed. But the great deliverance, which God told me of in 87 September, will begin by, and it has begun, by the way, people with me, setting people free from witchcraft. I have spoken many times, grace to this mountain. Grace to this mountain. Then the Lord will lead me to pray this way. Grace, Jesus. You know what's happening? Jesus and His grace are moving that mountain. I want to encourage all of you to tune in. Stay tuned with me. Jesus is with us. God bless you all.